Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's Ricky and Tyler's show on the all-new Channel Q 94.1 HD2. My name is Tyler Fox. The guy over there with, like, really great eyebrows, that's Ricky Cornish. And it's been a heck of a week, right? It's been a heck of a week, is it not?
Heck of a week. I mean, it just feels like it's one thing after another. It's a crazy roller coaster living in quarantine, but we're just on for the ride right now.
You can find us online, www.wearechannelq.com. We're Las Vegas's gay radio station, celebrating everything in the LGBTQ plus pride community. Now, I've had some pretty great guests on this show. But this week, it's going to be interesting because we're going to be talking to Stephen Robertson. And I've known Stephen for a minute, and he could probably tell some crazy stories about me, and we're going to pray that he doesn't. But let's move to you first, Ricky. Ricky, I've known you for a hot minute. I've known you since this last summer. I think that would be an accurate description about how long I've known you.
Yes, I would agree. It's been about a year.
Ricky?
Yeah, so it was the craziest thing, you know.
It's been about a year.
Been about a year, and I was working at Entercom Phoenix. I went to Arizona State University. I'm a recent alum, and I was working for Entercom Phoenix as a promotions assistant or a street team or whatever you want to call it. And I was making the move back to Vegas, and I had transferred from Phoenix to Vegas, just from one promotion team to the next. And shout out to Entercom for making that such an easy and fun process. Started working for the Vegas team here, and Tyler and I, you and I had met by doing just a couple remotes. I don't remember exactly where
oh
we were.
Goodness. No, yeah. I do. It was Boost Mobile, bro. Because I
needed
to get
it was.
Phone because I had an iPhone 5. Do you remember?
Yes, and we were giving the backpacks out to the children. And it was so much
yes.
fun. It was so much fun, and yes. we just clicked immediately. So it's been so great staying in touch throughout all this craziness.
Yeah, it's like, you know, like there have been people that have come and gone during this quarantine. And you know what? I have to say there as many negatives as there have been some bonuses, too. Like, are you feeling that during the quarantine, or are you kind of feeling like a little bummed out?
You know, I have to say, I just try and find the positive in any situation. Once you get to know me, I'm always trying to take the high road and look for anything positive that can come in a crazy time. And some positive things that I've been focusing on is the fact that I've been able to talk with so many people, such as yourself, that maybe I wasn't talking to as frequently as I was when life was at a normal, quote unquote, normal place. So I've been reaching out to some friends I haven't talked to in a while. I've been spending more time with my fam, and I've been working at home as well and cleaning out the closet, just doing anything that's good for my
mental
state.
What have you been working on? I've been watching some of your videos. I sent some of my people to like your page. You should go to your page. What's your page on Facebook?
Yeah, so thank you for that. My page is just at Ricky Cornish TV. So if you just Google my name, and it's spelled with a Y, R-I-C-K-Y, and then last name Cornish, just like it sounds, C-O-R-N-I-S-H. You can just look me up, and I am currently an associate producer and a correspondent for the National Entertainment News show called Celebrity Page TV. It airs on Channel 5 here in Vegas at 3:30 p.m., and basically I'm just giving you the hottest Hollywood headlines, and I'm interviewing so many
cool
things.
Hold up a minute. You're on Fox 5?
Yes, my man. It's crazy.
What? Shut up. I got famous like celebrity TV friends. That's crazy. That blows my mind right now.
Dude, it has been such a crazy ride, and I've been interviewing so many amazing people in the LGBTQIA plus community, like Kim Petras. I just interviewed her last week about her new single Malibu that just dropped, and it has just been such a crazy wild ride. So thankfully, still working, meeting new people every day, and I couldn't be more thankful, to be honest with you.
On that note, this is Channel Q 94.1 HD2 Las Vegas. I'm Tyler Fox. That's Ricky Cornish. And we're on the phone right now. We're not even on the phone. We're kind of like through the internet. What's up, Stephen Roberts? Welcome to our show.
What up?
Hello.
It's so nice to have you here with us, like virtually, like that we could do this virtual radio thing. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you? Thank you so much for having me on your show. This is fun. Listen,
thanks for being here.
Well, thank you very much. Listen, the quarantine is the closest I'm ever going to get to retirement. So I am very, very happy. This is my scheduled government-sponsored break. I don't have to do anything. I can stay at home. I think you were saying the positive thing is about talking to the family. Positive thing about the quarantine is I don't have to talk to anybody, and it's justified. It's wonderful.
Isn't that great? Like, it's socially distancing and excused.
Yes, and excused from life, and here's your little unemployment check, and good night. It's perfect.
Did you get your unemployment check easy?
Yes.
Yes, I did.
I'll tell you how I did. I know a lot of people are calling right now, and they're saying, like, oh, my gosh, I can't get through.
Yes, the Cornishes are going through it right now.
We beat everybody to the game. We applied right when everything – right, like, the day before everything really went down. I saw the writing on the wall. I mean, I'm a welfare queen now, so I'm a professional at this. I can do this. Like nobody else's business. I have gotten
What do you mean? What do you mean, like, when you say welfare queen? Like, what do you have to, like, to qualify to be a welfare queen? I'm just curious, well, like, what the qualifications are.
You're probably too young to know this. But back in the 80s, there was a particular president by the name of Ronald Reagan who basically made a villain of so-called welfare queens. He, like,
Ricky,
kind of
do
made
you remember this?
This?
Not at all. I mean, this was before I was born, I think.
You both can go to hell, okay? Yeah.
Yes.
But what he was really doing was he was making a racial slur.
The gay word of the day, welfare queen. So I guess it's multiple words, but we'll take it.
So it's the term
I don't know if
we
win Scrabble.
Yes, it's the term of the day.
Here's what's been going on. At the Strat now, I have a show called The Midnight Clown Orgy. Yeah, it is clowns that you would see throughout the strip at shows like any Cirque du Soleil show, any Spiegel World show like Absinthe, any of the clown
great
shows.
Show.
Yeah, those guys come in after work at midnight and bring new material, and they bring new characters, and they experiment on our stage. So
I like it. And you've worked with some pretty like famous people too. Do you want to do any name dropping on our show to like make this?
Whose name do you want me to drop? I'll drop a name.
I really want you to talk about Marsha. I want you to like really drop Marsha's name, but like I didn't want you to feel pressured or anything. Like,
okay, so
I know
here's
that
the
you
thing.
Guys are like kind of friends.
Yes, yesterday was Mother's Day. I sent my good friend Marsha Warfield, who calls me her son. I sent her a Mother's Day message yesterday saying happy Mother's Day, thank you so much for being such a great mom to me. She calls me and the other comedian Skills Hudson, who's on her show at the Strat every Wednesday and Thursday, by the way, at 10 p.m when we get back to it. I'm the host of her show, and I've been on the road with her a few times. I host her show. Marsha Warfield is from TV's Night Court from the 1980s. She played Roz the bailiff along with Bull. Mm-hmm. And she's been making this great comeback. You can see her all over Las Vegas. She's currently working with George. Oh, now his name went out of my head. George. Is that the West?
You know what I remember about Marsha the most, though?
Tell me.
She had her own like TV talk show like during the daytime for a long time.
She had her own, she had a lot of things. She had a lot of stuff going on. George Wallace is what I was trying to say. Mm. George Wallace is at Westgate, and you'll see her with him. And then we just promoted or produced the Laughed Out Queer Comedy Festival in January. Also at the Strat, the LA Comedy Club, was a four-day-long queer comedy festival for stand-up comedians that are queer and edgy. And she was on that along with a star who has now just torpedoed into the world, exploded more than I ever thought he could, Leslie Jordan from Will and Grace.
He's oh my gosh, no way.
Yeah, he's a very good friend of mine. He and I have been friends for about 20 years, and we were starting this comedy festival, and I was talking to him about it when I was at DragCon, at RuPaul's DragCon in June, and we were having lunch, and he said, oh, I'll do that for you. You want me to come up and do a set? And I was like, yeah, we do.
I like,
we want you to come
do the impersonation again. That was good. That was good. Do the impersonation again.
Oh, girl. Never do impressions.
Do it again. Do it again.
I'll do it one more time for you, okay?
One more time. One more again.
Listen, that sounds just like him.
Here's my best Leslie Jordan story. So way, way back in the day, like we're talking 2002, 2003, I was in a hard spot, and I had to make a choice between selling my car or not paying child support. And so I decided, obviously, to pay child support, and I had to, right. I had to let my car be repoed. And so I called Leslie and I said, Leslie, they're going to repo my car. I don't want to be home when this happens. He said, oh, girl, come with me. I'll take you out. So we went out and had a great time that night. And we came back and he was driving me back to my house. And I said, I don't even feel bad at all. I don't feel bad one bit about this. I'm sure this will all work itself out. He said, oh, girl, you will when you realize that you have to walk to the bus stop tomorrow morning. how sensitive
get all
of
out
you
in your mind then.
Yes.
We it's love like, you, Stephen Roberts. We
oh
love
my God,
you.
I love you guys.
Stephen, it was so
where
nice to meet you.
Where can we stalk you at? Where can we stalk you? Like, if we didn't want to be like weird or creepy, but like on socials, yeah. Like we just wanted to like stalk you a little bit. Where could we find you?
Go to MrFerryRoberts.com, or you can also find me at StephenRobertsComedian.com. Those are the same thing. MrFerryRoberts.com, StephenRobertsComedian.com. Mr. Ferry Roberts is my Instagram handle. You can find me at Stephen Roberts Comedian on Facebook. And I have a podcast called Video Jokers, two comedians playing video poker and talking about current topics. And
that sounds so Vegas.
Oh, it's great. Yes. It's so much fun. Video Jokers, you can find that on iTunes, Spotify, or you can go to VideoJokersLV.com.
I love it. Staying productive in this crazy time.
Yeah, thank you guys. You guys are awesome. I'm glad you guys have this radio show. It's really important to our community. Thank you so much.
Of course.
Well, we got to have you back. Like, so, like, don't say goodbye. Like, it's all ending and stuff because it's a Ricky and Tyler show on the all new Channel Q 94.1 HQ. And we'll have you back soon. I promise.
Thank you. And there's nothing more I love than having gay guys call each other bros and dude. And you guys have perfected that for me. So thank you very much.
We have perfected that. This is show number one. That's amazing. So the fact that you, of all people, said that we have perfected that act in show number one.
Man, that's a huge compliment.
That's deep. That's it. Bro, we love you, bro.
Oh, I love you too, dude.
We're all bros.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.